Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some healings with everybody. And we're going to have a theme of Christmas here a little bit, so we'll bring in a lot of the energy of Jesus. And maybe I'll have you talk about that momentarily, Sylvia. Would you like to do that?
Okay, sure. Yes, our theme or topic for this week is the Ascended Master Jesus and the Ascension Process. It's a wonderful fitting topic and theme for this time of year to bring in the beautiful Christ energy to welcome in the holiday spirit. And it's really something that no matter what faith or your religious background may be, you can just experience these energies brought directly in from the Creation Lightship by Ron and enjoy the beautiful healing energies. So that's what we're doing this week. We're very happy to have you with us for this time. And we're going to start with basically, you know, something we do at the beginning of every hour, and that is talk just briefly about the lightship and what it's here for, and then work on some entity releasing. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so the lightship, which I've said many times, comes every 2,000 years. The last time it was here was when Jesus walked the earth to help him with the physical healings that he performed and also the teachings of ascension. And we're here again right now, in, you know, live, doing these same things here for everyone. So the actual structure of the program, if it would be compared to what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, would probably be basically identical. The main thing is to tell ways and to help you get into your body fully with your spirit for the ascension process, to realize that you are the divine inside of yourself and your heart center, and not to go outside of yourself and not to get into false teachings and beliefs that are earth-based here, looking for divinity outside of yourself. So this is basically the teachings of Jesus, and this program will be about that. So it'll be just a wonderful time, so stay on board here, and we're going to bring in a lot of the energy of Jesus. So what we're going to do now is do some entity clearing. And like we said in the past, entities are, there's many of them, which you may have known. You might want to check out the show of last Friday. That got into extraterrestrial energies. But mainly I'm dealing with this time is just earth-based energies that are with us here, which are emotional bodies of people that have passed on. And since the energy is invisible, it's still called a spirit, so to speak, just like your spirit's invisible. The difference is that your spirit and your heart center can look out of your eyes. And the entities are at a much, much lower frequency, and they cannot do that because they weren't created by the Creation Lightship. So here we go. They're an earth-based energy. So we're going to take away entities from you, and we're going to work with your legs first here. So I'm going to work with your left leg, so from your hip joint on down to the bottom of your foot. We're going to work with your toes. We're going to work with the energies there that have attached themselves to you. This gives you an opportunity to sample and just check out the healings here. And like in Jesus' time, these healings are instantaneous. Healings are basically a command, and the divine is working from the lightship into you right now. Beautiful light beings helping you do these healings. So, again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. It doesn't take any type of belief system on your part. You don't have to have a certain background on organized religion. The lightship doesn't really care what you believe because your spirit is always connected to the lightship. So here we go. We're cleaning out entities out of your left leg and foot. And we're going to bring back to you your spirit energy now, that left in pain and trauma. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. So the light always works moment by moment by moment by moment, which is why when you're in that creative flow, time stops for you or slows down greatly. And this is how you're able to tap into your own spirit energy to do manifestations and you know, to use your creativity to bring forth something through the source energy working through you. This is how people do songwriting sometimes and do beautiful, you know, paintings of pictures. or sculptures. They're actually in the moment and creating this in that process. So here we go. We're going to bring more of your spirit back to you. I'll count to 10. Remember, all healings are a command. So your spirit is now helping with this process, and we're going to command your spirit and the other parts of you to come back to your body. And your spirit's now going to be healed completely as it comes into you, which means that the trauma of why it left you is being released now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to your right leg. And same process, releasing energies, entities out of them here. There we go. And we'll just kind of speed this up here, bringing more of you into your body now on your right leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to pay attention to hip joints right now. So we're going to just focus on your hip joints, maybe your pelvis area here, and maybe your tailbone here. So let's just focus on this here with entities. There we go, releasing them right now. There we go. And a lot of energy being released there. What I will say, if you've had an operation where maybe they put in metal into your hip joints, you know, having a hip replacement, the light shift can make that metal appear to be the energy of bone in your body. It won't look like bone, but your body will think that it is. So they can do that for you if that's a concern of yours here. I do that quite a few times to people who walk into my booth at the expos and they have had a hip joint operation. They normally are always in pain, the ones that I've seen. So here we go. Okay, bringing more of you into your body now there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now we're going to be working your waist area, going up to the top of your shoulders here, going down, and we'll work on your arms after this here. So this is all of your internal organs here. And bringing more of your spirit to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Good. Now work on your left arm. So from your rotator cuff on down to the tip of your fingers. Here we go. Taking away these ghost energies, if you would, the emotional bodies of people who passed on. And like I've said many times before, they come to you because they maybe resonate with you as far as your pain, and or you actually call them into your body by requesting them to come to you as far as the knowledge that they have. So here we go. And that knowledge would be like, I give the example of like going to college and you have to take maybe a chemistry test and you go, oh God, I need help with this chemistry test. Can you please help me? Well, what will happen is you may call upon a professor or a school teacher who taught chemistry. The emotional body, remember, knows all that information, and it may come to you because you requested this. And it doesn't matter if you use, oh God or whatever, you know, once you request, that's a request. And it's like a command, and you're asking for something to help you. And these bodies are very happy to come into you because they're looking for a host anyway. So they may do the trade-off and help you, but then have you ever asked them to leave you? Typically not. We don't think of that. We just think that we got divine intervention, and all of a sudden, you know, that's where it stops. But it's actually these energies can stay with you for your whole lifetime and bring you addictions, etc. So anyway, here we go, cleaning your left arm out now, and here we go, bringing more of your spirit in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to do the right arm, same thing, from the rotator cuff on down to the tip of your fingers, taking away entities, perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to work on the neck only here. A lot of people have concerns of their neck. And here we go. And like I said before, these entities also are attracted to physical pain in your body. They resonate with that pain. Maybe they've had many, many lifetimes from body hopping with the same pain. So they bring that pain to you, intensify the pain, along with your own pain. So, and they resonate to that. That's how they find you. So here we go. Releasing them now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 as your spirit comes into you in your neck area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do your head. So anything in your head that needs to be worked with, we're going to release the entities there so that your spirit can come in to help with further healing for you. Remember, your spirit is the vehicle for healing. If you're not in your body completely, you can never expect a perfect healing. That's just the facts, because it has to be with you to do the healing. It's the conduit for the divine energy. And we're doing some more clearing of your head here. And as I mentioned on other shows, this is the reason why people don't heal. Number one, they're not in their body enough to promote the healing to take place. So if you're only 20% on your body and the other 80% is entities, the most you could ever expect is a 20% healing. But then from there, the energy from the divine, your spirit gets handled up to the emotional bodies of all these entities, and they just suck it right up, but you may get a 1% healing afterwards. And this information should really be in every metaphysical book that you're purchasing. And that should be the disclaimer on the first page, is that if you're not on your body 100%, and if you haven't dealt with your emotional traumas, number two, and if you haven't released entities, number three, this book will probably not work for you. So here we go, coming into your head more. With your spirit, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to do a chakra opening. So we're going to position your heart center first. There we go. And throat chakra, this is an alignment process, which the light beings are doing for you, so that all of your energetic bodies can be in sync with the divine energy of your spirit flowing through them. And here we go. So we did heart, throat. Now we're doing third eye energy. Good. Going down power chakra. Below the heart, good. That's your solar plexus, around the navel area, second chakra, and first chakra. And if you're in a quiet location, we'll do an opening for you so that your body will have more energy going through it for healing. So go to the heart chakra first. We'll go body width with this energy vortex that's in you. And here we go. Heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to open it up. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down now to your solar plexus, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. So now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. Now I'm going to give you some time afterwards to actually feel that energy. So think of your awakening consciousness, your thoughts, could be your ego self, whatever you want to put there as far as what it is. But basically it's a thought that you have inside of your head that that's a separate energy body that has to surrender to your heart center, to your spirit. And so think of your forehead, we'll say, is the 10th floor, and the elevator is going to drop down to the first floor in your heart center. So here we go. This is your awakening consciousness dropping down to your heart. So we're dropping down. So just think of an elevator. So 10, go down to the 9th floor, and 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just sit back and kind of relax and connect with your spirit in your heart center. can always try to stay in your heart center throughout this program here. And I'll just turn it over to Sylvia again. So are you there, Sylvia?
I am, and it's wonderful to be wonderfully heart-centered and have the chakras opened up like that. It's just great. So today, like we said earlier, we're going to welcome in the holiday spirit by talking about the Ascension and the time period when Jesus walked the earth. And to get started with that, we're going to actually bring in the energy of John the Baptist. So over to you, Ron, for that.
Okay, so if you'd like to actually see the energy come into your room through your monitor screen, you can scroll down. If you're new to the program, just click on Creation Lightship Healing, and then scroll down underneath the blinking flower. You're going to see a beautiful light beam. And we're going to bring these energies in through this light beam right now. So just kind of watch it here, and just being energized right now as the spirit of John the Baptist will come into the monitor screen through this light beam photograph, this picture of her that was drawn by a lady who was on the light ship on one of the four-hour ascension calls. So here we go. This energy is coming in now. And normally what people feel is their heart opening up more. The eyes will change and become very present with white light coming out of them. The face will become more three-dimensional. Some people have commented that it actually was like floating on their monitor screen. And the light rays will start to emanate throughout your whole room here. And so that feels pretty complete to me. So we'll bring in the energy of John the Baptist here. And here he comes here. So again, I have to command the energy, so I'll use the word stronger here. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll put some music on again, and remember, these energies strictly are heart-centered energies. And if you're looking for them in your mind, you probably won't find it there. It has to be felt in the heart. So it's a whole different teaching philosophy. This is a heart-centered healing. So I'll just, again, sit back and relax and connect with your heart and just feel the loving presence of this energy as it comes into you. You can ask for guidance and healing. Sylvia, and we'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about the ascension process, what the ascension was all about at the time when Jesus came to the earth for that purpose.
Yes, so he came again to teach you that your physical body can have everlasting life and that you must clear out your densities in the physical body, which are the thoughts of your ancestors, the genetic coding, so that you're able to have the body hold full spirit energy so that it can do this here. This is kind of why in the Christian religions they sort of say that Jesus died for your sins. Well, that's sort of true in a sense. He died because he was telling you how to get rid of your sins, and the sins would just be judgments. And because of that, they killed him. So it's just a different way of saying that. So he was teaching people how to release the energies. This is why he did all of his miraculous healings instantly, because it gave people the faith back again that there is something outside of themselves that they're connected to, the divinity of all, that you can trust something and know that the divine is with you. But you have to do the work so that you can be spirit walking in the body for the ascension process. So this is basic teaching, and I don't know what else to really say about it. It's just, the whole thing is to get back into spiritual integrity like a child, like Jesus mentioned. You have to become innocent, which means that you don't have judgment. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and at the time when Jesus walked the earth, the light ship, as I understand it, appeared in the sky in the form of a star, which is something that people were familiar with back then, and they could relate to that. And the star was more than just a bright light in the sky. It was actually working with Jesus and had these ascension frequencies and healing energies there to work with the people. So do you have anything else you'd like to say about the Star of Bethlehem?
Yes, it was actually a smaller light ship. I'll use that terminology, from the creation light ship that was there. And yes, it did attract attention to the people who were conscious, knowing that something was happening at that time. So this is like a spiritual evolution for people, and people who are really tuned in were actually aware of this here. And naturally, like today, most people are not, and so it wouldn't matter if it showed up or not, just the ones that are truly conscious of their spiritual evolvement and wanting to do the ascension would be awakened to this process here. So what we're going to do is bring in the energy of the light ship that was here, that actually became physical so people could actually see this beautiful light frequency. And this will actually, as Sylvia said, will contain ascension frequencies in it, and the people who were awakened at that time could actually feel the upliftment of these energies. So here comes the Star Bethlehem's frequencies of energy, and again it will come through the light beam if you wish, and we'll count to we'll just bring it in here. So stronger, 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 what sure feels good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and stay heart-centered and feel this wonderful energy here. And we'll just put some more music on so you can stay heart-centered and experience this wonderful energy. Thank you. Okay, Sylvia, and I'll turn it back over to you again.
Oh, that was really wonderful. So the next, I think, part of the story of Jesus goes that he had an immaculate conception, and I think that the lightship had something to do with that. So maybe you could talk about that a little bit, and we could bring in that energy.
Yes, when I get around to writing a book about the life of Jesus, we're first doing the book on Mary Magdalene. But when we do that, it'll have a lot of information on this process. But we'll bring in the energy of the Immaculate Conception of Jesus from the lightship, and you can actually feel the energy of conception. So here we go. We'll bring this energy in right now. So again, stronger. Remember, stay in your heart center. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Beautiful love energy. So again, stay in your heart center and experience this wonderful heart-based energy here. And you can also request healings through this too if you like. And back to you again.
Okay, so we have heard many times about the Star of Bethlehem and how it led the wise men to baby Jesus, and about the beautiful loving energy that baby Jesus had. So could we bring in the energy that I guess would be called the baby Jesus energy?
Yes, so again, we'll connect. These are all the frequencies from the lightship. Remember, the creation lightship has everything in its database of all these events here. So we're going to just have them download that into your computer now, in a sense, as this energy comes into your room. And again, it'll come through the light beam on your screen here. And here we go. So we'll increase it now. So stronger, 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 stronger. I'm feeling my whole room get energized right now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, stay in your heart and just have this wonderful experience right now. again. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's talk again about as Jesus grew up and went about his mission and started working with apostles and teaching them and doing healings and attunements with them. The lightship was there to provide those attunements. And is that something we could bring in the energy of for us to experience here?
Yeah, so we'll bring in the energy that the lightship, in a sense, gave to the disciples, apostles. I don't know what root word to actually use there. It's used maybe interchangeably in the Bible. Maybe one's after his death, I don't know. But we'll bring this energy in. And this is to allow them to have a heightened consciousness, which helped them to release their past preconceived ideas of life and teachings of religion, etc., so they could be really focused and in tune with this divine energy. So we're going to bring this energy into you right now. And again, just sit back and relax. And it feels very intense to me as you're bringing it down right now. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Again, stay in your heart and have this beautiful experience with this energy. It really expands the heart chakra out.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. And you were talking about how they were receiving these frequencies that were helping them to release their limiting thought patterns or the false teachings that they'd been exposed to or programmed with, and how that would help them to be able to do the ascension process. So I know that once a month you do the wonderful monthly ascension preparation session. which is actually coming up this Saturday. And would you say, is that part of what the Lightship is doing for us when we are taking part in that session?
Yes, they do many, many things, and I'm sure that's one of them, to connect you more to your own divinity so that you're able to have a little more discernment and to align yourself with the light versus the mind energy of the darkness. So, yes, I'm sure that's definitely what they're doing with everybody who's on the call. So, you know, if you can come on it, that's wonderful. It's Saturday at 1 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time, and it's a four-hour session. So hope to see you on this call. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, maybe we can talk just a minute before we go on with the energies about that for anyone who's listening that's maybe not familiar with what you do in that wonderful four-hour healing session.
Okay, we go into many rooms on the Lightship for physical healing, and then we also go into special ascension rooms where they put into us and resonate with us the geometric shapes for ascension. The Merkabah energy is just one of those here. And they help us to reconstruct our DNA so that we can hold more light energy in us. So remember, it has to be reprogrammed because we don't have all of it with us. And so this is what they do, is help us to understand our own divinity. If you're one of the lucky ones that can actually see in the Lightship, and about 20% of the people can, it's just wonderful. Once you see up there and you see the masters and all the beautiful light beings of love energy working with you, your whole paradigm shifts. I mean, you now know what is real versus what's the illusion down here in the darkness. So it's just so wonderful. There's dolphins and whales up there. And all the beings that are working with us, this is their first incarnation on the Lightship. Then they'll be leaving after the universal shift. That could be the 2012 shift that people talk about. And at that point in time, they'll be going to their own planet for their first incarnation off of the Lightship. And then they'll be just like yourself, going out to the universe to explore and working with creativity to see the wonderment of what creation has created. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. Now, after the period of teaching that Jesus did, when he was on his mission to prepare the earth for ascension, unfortunately, the ascension, or the earth spirit, decided not to partake or not to go ahead with the ascension. I'm not sure if I'm using the right words, but could you fill us in on that story a little bit about what happened there with Jesus' mission?
Yes, unfortunately, in a sense, the dark side came in and sabotaged the mission so that he could not continue on teaching and healing more people. So the mission was actually cut short. It kind of varies, but it would be typically 15 to 18 years. So he is supposed to, the plan was to be here to actually do and to go many, many places to bring in spirituality of the divine and connect people to their heart center so that they could have the possibility of ascending. And because the mission was cut short and not too many people were actually aware of what he was doing, the earth spirit chose to do another 2,000 cycle stay on the earth. And so some people did ascend naturally who took his teachings because the ascension process did take place, but the earth decided not to, and by deciding not to, then that means that all the life forms on the earth would still be here after the ascension. And so that's why, you know, life still went on as normal. So basically, now this time the earth spirit's leaving into leaving the planet, and right now it's pulling its energy back so that it can have all of its energy out of its creation here. And so what that means to you is that you're going to start finding different changes here. Anything that is associated with the earth energy that you may have used for, I'll just use the word sacred tools or maybe healing devices that came from the earth where the earth spirit was attached to it, those energies at some point in a very near future if not already done, will not be with this as the earth spirit regains its full spiritual identity, because it can't have any of its energy, just like yourself, out in the cosmos, you know, and here it would be out, you know, on the earth energy itself. So it's doing this process to bring itself back into full integrity for its ascension process. And the earth spirit is leaving, and leaving the spiritual blueprint. Remember, all spiritual blueprints, just like your body, have to have a life form in it, a spirit, to have it manifest properly. And it has special light codes, just like your spirit has for your body. And it's leaving now, and it's going to eighth-dimensional reality. So what we have now on the earth plane will not have the old spirit, which we are used to, in it. The spiritual blueprint of the earth after the ascension could be rematerialized by any spirit that chooses to inhabit it. And it could show up in 3D again here, but the earth spirit is leaving. And it could materialize, 50,000 times elsewhere. But it's right now it's kind of up for grabs if that's a possibility or not. So the earth as we know it right now, with the earth spirit, will no longer exist after the ascension process. Neither will any of the life forms on this planet. So I think we'll bring in another energy here. We'll bring in the energy that Jesus had with John the Baptist on his baptism here. And I'm sure that it had special light codes in it also to help him with his mission here. Sacred information from the light ships, special teachings. So we're going to bring this in right now. So again, sit back and relax and stay in your heart center. And here comes this beautiful energy of the baptism of Jesus. So we're bringing it in right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, stay in your heart center and just experience this wonderful energy here. I guess we'll bring in the next energy, which is the energy of Jesus for his ascension here. And this again was the energy that was brought to him by the creation light ship. And this energy is very uplifting. A lot of people actually feel like their body's being lifted up out of their chair when this energy comes in. So, again, just sit back and relax and stay in your heart center. And here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Back over to you, and it's like the time is kind of drawing near again.
Yeah, our hour just goes by so quickly. It's so fast that it's like you blink and there it's gone. So let's see. Let's close out by saying that if you'd like to do the ascension preparation and you'd like to get on that 4-hour healing session with Ron this Saturday, I believe there's still time to do that. Just connect with Ron. There's the email addresses or phone numbers on the BBS Creation Lightship page, so you can get them that way and connect with Ron for that. If you have family members that are in need of healing or emotional release or wanting to work on their own ascension preparation, or you do, a wonderful way to do that is to connect with Ron for private sessions, which he does, which are very wonderful. So we thank you for being with us on the radio program. I know that some people had questions we didn't have time to get to today, so please come back on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and we'll try to get to those. We're going to continue this same topic this week, so stay with us Wednesday at 7 and Friday and Saturday at 9 Pacific. And for those of you that enjoy this radio program and the healing energies that are able to, if you would like to send in a donation for Ron, I know it does cost him quite a bit each month to keep this mission going. And you can go to his website at creationlightship.com. And there's a donation page there that tells how to send in a donation. So anyone that can do that, that's very much appreciated, because it does cost him quite a bit of money out of pocket to provide these healings for us. And I'll just say good night, much love to all of you, and we'll see you Wednesday at 7.
Okay, and blessings to all of you, and just stay in your heart.